In the urban jungle and Vibranium Adidas, bringing you another episode of Be Real with D-Real. Today is October 11, 2018. I got a birthday coming up real soon. I'm excited about that. Wow. I have been sitting around contemplating this topic for the better part of this week. I always sit around and contemplate my topic for the better part of a week, but for some reason, I seemed to want to clarify a little more, bring a little more understanding, because this situation, I won't call it a situation because a situation denotes a negative connotation, and that's not what I want to do. As I always say, my goal in every podcast that I do is not to point fingers and say right or wrong, but to try to present information on a particular topic that may not have been considered originally, and let you go where you go with it. Okay. I've been talking about, I know I've had at least two shows where I've talked about victims of sexual assault and victim blaming. And this show kind of deviates from that topic a little bit, but not too much. But my thing is about who's a victim. Now, when we talk about sexual assault, okay, we live in a rape culture, period. Okay, I get that. And the advent of the Me Too movement has been an amazing thing. It's been an amazing thing to watch, to see it develop. But Me Too, the Me Too movement focuses on victims of sexual assault. That's it. What happens when someone falsely accused of sexual assault? Okay, now, before everybody starts fretting and fuming and sticking their chest out and blowing up the phone lines, understand what I'm talking about. Okay, you can look up statistics. They vary depending on what source you look up about women or men who falsely report being sexually assaulted or abused. I can tell you right now, that number is no higher than 10%. Okay? I've seen studies that say 2 to 10%. I've seen studies that say 6 to 10%. I've seen studies that say 7 to 10%. Okay? Bottom line, it's not greater than 10%. So, what we're saying literally is out of 100 women who are claiming to have been sexually abused or assaulted, possibly 10 of them are lying. So I get putting the focus on the other 90. I can see how that would happen. But accused isn't fair either. So because that statistic of women who falsely accuse people of sexual assault is far smaller than the number of people who actually are sexual assaulted, we should just ignore it and not pay any attention to that statistic. I mean, I guess my thought process is to solve a problem. Somebody falsely making allegations of sexual assault is a problem. That's a problem, maybe not to the average man. I don't think it is a problem to the average man, because I guess the thought process there is, if you ain't doing nothing to get in trouble for sexual assault, you don't have to worry about being. I'm glad you went there. And purely by accident, I found an article. I wouldn't get overly excited about it because it was Fox News, and we know how a lot of people feel about Fox News. But I don't think this is false news. It says five high school mean girls targeted boy with false accusations of sexual assault. At least that's what it says in a lawsuit. The boy's parents, Michael and Alicia Flood, have launched a lawsuit seeking unspecified damages, claiming girls at Seneca Valley High School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, conspired in person and via electronic communication devices to falsely accuse their son of sexual assault on two occasions. Okay, the boy was basically tortured in school by other students and investigators, but the administration was only focused on protecting the girls who were lying. And here in that statement is where my mother lode comes from. Yes, I get it. It's only 10 of them doing it, but it's being done. Okay? If there was a serial killer loose somewhere and they were killing people, that's a threat. I mean, it's not an immediate threat, but it's a threat. And there are men who are afraid. If those men are the ones who are sexually assaulting people, then they should rightly be afraid. But I was in a club a couple weeks ago. I know. I get it. Yeah. Anyway, I was in the club, and I mean, number one, being in the club is a whole entirely different experience now from when I used to club. Wow. Let's just say the current club atmosphere does not lend itself well to quelling things like sexual assault or false accusations of sexual assault. Anywho, this guy walked up to me, and he was like, "What's up, OG?" I guess I'm officially OG now, so that's another good reason to stay the hell out of the club. But he was talking to me about some other things, and I asked him, I'm like, "Yo, dude, why ain't you out there mingling? Why ain't you out there, you know, trying to get at them women out there? I mean, they out there shaking and bouncing and everything's moving all over the place. You know, you might get, you know, you might be able to holler at somebody." He said, "Nah, uncle." I kid you not. This cat called me uncle. I'm like, man, I am feeling major old right now. I don't look that damn old, do I? Anyway, he was like, "Nah, uncle." That's funny to me. He was like, "Nah, uncle, I ain't going and getting caught up like that, man. You know, cause they letting cats run up in them and then they telling on them saying that they raped them." Okay, I did not spur this conversation on. I didn't steer the conversation in that direction. None of that. That was openly said to me. Now, I don't know this kid, and I don't know if he's one who's prone to rape somebody or someone who ain't, but He genuinely was like, I'm just going to sit here and drink my Patron and go in the back and smoke some weed, and I'm not thinking about these females because I'm not trying to get in trouble. Okay, you can't tell me that's not an issue. And this thing with the high school kid, you can't tell me it's not an issue. It might be a small issue right now. It might be a microcosm compared to 90% of the women being sexually assaulted, that 6 out of every 1,000 rapists end up in prison. Those are dizzying statistics, just those two, you know. But we can't multitask. You know what I'm saying? We can't deal with both of those situations simultaneously, because if what we're trying to do is get along, you saying somebody raped me and somebody on the other side saying I ain't raped nobody, how are we going to come together when that's the dynamic? Okay, I get it. You don't want to come together with nobody like that. But my whole thing is about understanding. It ain't even about forgiveness. My whole thing is about understanding this dynamic. How are we going to get to a place where Two Movement has, it's made bounds and leaps in getting women the attention and the acknowledgement that they deserve. And that is a very cool thing, and it should continue. People who are afraid of this movement aren't necessarily afraid of it because they're rapists or they have the potential to be sexually assaulted. They're afraid, like my man in the club was. He's worried about just on a everyday regular dip and dip like you do in the club. Okay, granted, getting with a drunk girl is probably not what you should do. That's D-Real's advice for the year. Don't get with drunk girls because they always wake up and say, you raped me. No, they don't always do that. They don't always do that. Don't take that seriously. I was just joking. Women deserve to be able to make a choice. But here's what happens. I think we get sidetracked and aren't looking at the bigger picture. When you talk about sexual assault, that's two trains of thought. Here, let me give you an example. Okay, here's an example of someone being sexually assaulted. You just got off from work. You are walking to your car, and a cat jumps out and forces you to the ground and makes you do some stuff. Okay, that is a clear case of sexual assault. Why anyone would not want to report that right away, I don't know. I take that back. I do know. It's a traumatic experience, and you want to shun it, or otherwise you ain't going to be able to cope. And that's why a huge percentage of rapes and sexual assaults go unreported. And that ain't just women. Okay, how many dudes you know that were reporting they got raped? It don't mean they wasn't getting raped. Then on top of that, how come nobody's doing anything about the rape culture in our prison? I ain't even going to go there. We don't talk about that, do we? Because it's not important. They don't deserve to have a voice, do they? Because they committed crimes and they're criminals. But I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave that sitting right there for now. But what I'm saying, that's one scenario. Another scenario is two people who know each other or are familiar with each other and mutually agree to have consensual sex. For one reason or another, that consensual sex becomes unconsensual, but nobody has made that clear. And y'all need to be careful, because consent means a lot of different things depending on what state you're in. Okay, check this out. This is a statistic from RAIN. Like what? RAIN? The Rape, Assault, and Incest National Network. how is consent defined? Okay, for the state of Alaska, which is where I'm at, so that's what I'm concerned about. And they're talking about without consent. Without consent means that a person, with or without resisting the use of force against a person or property, or by the express or implied threat of death, imminent physical injury, or kidnapping to be inflicted on anyone, or is incapacitated as a result of an act of the defendant. That's without consent. You know what Alaska laws say about consent. That's a lot of latitude. You know what I'm saying? When you think about it, that's a lot of latitude. That means unless you say no, it's going to be difficult to prove something happened without consent when you guys were both together and consented to do it. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's difficult. Okay? With or without consent is coerced by the use of force against a person or property, or by the express or implied threat of death, imminent physical injury or kidnapping. Okay? So me having a woman over to my house, well, I'm married, so I'm not going to have no women over to my house. But hypothetically speaking, if I had a woman at my house and we were making out and it got hot and heavy, and you know what I'm saying, I wanted to go another base, and she don't say nothing, and so I start to remove clothing. Okay, if you stop me, that's saying you want to stop. If you take my hands off of you, that's a nonverbal cue. I don't want to go any further. I get that. Okay, but if you go all the way and we end up doing it and we both come, and then weeks or months after that, you decide it was non-consensual, that's the part I have a problem with. If it's a clear-cut case, I get that. You need to go to jail. You deserve to go to jail. Whatever happens should happen. But if we're in a situation like this, where you came to me and we kissed and fondled and touched each other, and then halfway through that touching and fondling, you said you wanted to stop, and I stopped some strange reason, me stopping in your mind was like, oh, I felt assaulted. Or, you know what I mean? Even if I apologize, you still press charges. I don't know. I just, 646-668-2268. Here is my question. Is this 7% a problem? Are people overreacting? Are people underreacting? Are being dishonest about being sexually assaulted, is that a problem? Is it? Because little problems almost always end up becoming big problems. What kind of problem are we going to have on our hands if one day somebody decides, oh, shit, I can say what I want to say, and it's on, and it's up to the police to prove it. It's up to whoever to prove it. I mean, and again, to all the ladies listening, please understand, I am not belittling or making light of the plight of women who have been sexually assaulted, taken advantage of, abused, catcalled. You know, I have family members. I have a sister that has been sexually assaulted. I have cousins that have been sexually assaulted. I ain't gonna say I understand, but if what My family members went through from that happening, the aftermath, and finally overcoming it and not really tripping on it no more. That's a long journey, and nobody should have to go through that. That's foul. But at the same time, we are human beings, and we should be humane. I mean, and then the other component of this equation for me, and it's probably the biggest component, the justice system. Our justice system is broken beyond repair. It needs to be something else. It needs to be morphed, transformed, revamped, something, because justice ain't being served. Okay? People are not getting their quote-unquote day in court. And I would even go, you know, so far as to, you know, hop to the other end of the spectrum and say, Christine Blasey Ford, Blasey, however you pronounce it, when she was testifying, you know, to the committee about the allegations of sexual abuse to Kavanaugh, and it was made light of. I mean, again, off top, rape culture. I get that. And I think Me Too is helping to strike that culture with a wake up lightning bolt, so to speak. I mean, you know, October 2017, man, Me Too came out of the gate, started by a black woman, by the way, came out of the gate swinging hard, you know what I'm saying? And then Alyssa Milano got on board, and when Alyssa Milano started talking about it, that's when it picked up traction. Y'all love appropriating. Anyway, it has been helpful. It has show turned a light on in Hollywood. That is a culture, from what I understand, that people in Hollywood who are internally involved in it already knew about, but nobody spoke on it. I think that's wrong. I think that's foul. And at the same time, I also think it's foul to accuse somebody of a crime they didn't commit, or to lie, or to skew key facts about a situation. Then at the same time, I say to I'm so conflicted. Can you tell? At the same time, I say to myself, why would a woman accuse someone of sexual assault and then take it to court? You know what I mean? Why would it get in court? That is fascinating in and of itself. I have a caller, and I know who she is.
Hey! Hello. Hello. What's
happening, my sister?
Sway here. I'm hearing everything you're saying. Like, I feel sad. I feel sad tonight. Because when
I
you were talking about it, like, I know it makes
week.
The fellas angry, but to me, it makes me sad as a woman. I mean, anger is a lot of times a mask for sadness. You're really sad, but it plays off as anger. That's fucked up. And I don't, what do we do about the 7%? I don't know. Okay. So we can be mad, and after our outrage, then what? You were just about to hit on something with the how laws are written in the criminal justice system. And
yeah.
It's kind of like heavy-handed and all or nothing. Sorry, I'm getting a delivery.
Yeah.
My dogs are barking right when I call you. So it makes me sad. It makes me sad.
I know.
Remember Tawana Brawley? Is anybody old enough to remember the Tawana Brawley, how she made that like a racial thing back? It was like the late 80s, this black girl in New York. She accused three white men of raping
her
and making it racial. So it was a shame on people who really suffer racism, and it was a shame on women. It was a shame all around. She just did it all. It turns out she was totally lying. And her mom and her stepdad were in on it. And basically they found her she put herself in a dumpster, and then she was in a like a trash bag and wrote a racial slur in dog poop on herself to make it really sad. It was some bullshit. That's a shame. I mean, that shit happened on like a deep level. I was also looking because I was listening to your opening. There's a couple of stories about falsely accused NFL players who lost their careers. You know, this one dude, Brian Banks, he spent 10 years in prison. He spent 10 years in prison because he was falsely accused. So, you know, he got out and the truth came out. There was no DNA technology. You know how they kind of exonerate people later. And luckily, he has a happy ending because he got his career back. So he's kind of on the path. He still got it. I guess he kept pumping iron in prison. But he got his career back after 10 years in prison. And he went to prison at 15, and the girl who accused him was 15. And she lied because she thought her mom and her sister were going to be mad because she was with a boy and out too late. Like, that's a dumb reason. She didn't realize that it was going to be life-altering for someone. She thought he would just get suspended from school or something. People do it like it's used as a tool to be vindictive without realizing how the consequences can range from causing someone to lose their job, their home, their reputation, their freedom, their life. So, I mean, it's just
nobody.
I don't know.
Nobody seems to care about any of that. I mean,
nobody cares. People care. Like, people care.
It doesn't seem that way,
spotlight.
I guess.
Well, you know, then there's maybe room to start a movement of truly falsely accused men. You know, maybe it should be a YouTube movement. Me Too and YouTube. Me Too, Me Three, you know.
Raise your
voices on that issue. But it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive with what Me Too is supposed to represent. They can both be true at the same time. And there's room for justice on so many things in our world right now. Race, gender, just inequality, unfairness, fucked up shit. So, you know, shine a light on this shit. I'm your sister. I don't want to see that happen. That makes me sad. And it will make me mad, and I'll come out and speak. You know, I'll do whatever I have to do. Hey, you know, but that can't be my platform. But that doesn't mean I don't care. You know, I can talk about Black Lives Matter without saying somebody else's life doesn't. That's not what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
can I bounce back at something that you said earlier? About the gal who accused the NFL player, and it came out later on that she was afraid about. Do you know that
that's some bullshit.
It's one of the main reasons that people or women lie about being sexually
women
assaulted.
Women use their sexuality in good and fun ways and bad ways. Women use their, you know, that's
right.
What we do. That's what we do. So it's a tool to get ticket to get out of something. It's a ticket to get into a club, and it's a ticket to get out of some shit. Oh, no. I wasn't with a black man, daddy. He raped me. You know what I mean? That gets you out of it.
Right.
You know, it's a tool.
Right, right.
So
And that's not new. That's not new at all.
It's
women
not
have
new,
been doing that.
Never
since,
been right.
Yeah, since the 1800s, women have been doing that.
Before
but
that, I'm sure,
I'm not,
long before.
Right. Well, I'm not going to go there with it. Just suffice to say it's wrong and it does occur. But matter of fact, let me pull this up. I was looking at a stat and it was like reasons why people give false accusations. And the main one is what you just said, people afraid of someone finding out that they had sex with someone, like somebody had sex with a black man or somebody had sex, you know, with somebody who is like, you had sex with him. And so if it comes out, then I was sexually assaulted becomes the answer. Another reason is revenge. And the most popular one is social status. It's usually people of a lower social status who are looking to try to come up. I don't know.
Maybe usually, probably across the board.
Well,
on
I don't know how many women, I don't know how much it is, 7% or whatever percentage, below 10% fall in that.
That percentage, too, we'll stick with that for this topic, you know, to keep it simple.
Right.
There's different ways those statistics probably dice up, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, they do. I mean, but then did you hear about this mean girl scenario I read?
No. What was that?
Okay. Well, I'll run back to the very beginning?
Yeah, go back to it because I came in like 5 minutes after your show started.
Okay.
What I meant.
Real quick summary. This is an article from Fox News. Take it how you want to take it. But it's a day old, and it says,
folks,
yeah, it's supposed to be fake news. Anyway, a group of five high school mean girls in Pennsylvania confessed to targeting a boy with false sexual assault allegations because they don't like him. The boy's parents, Michael and Alicia Flood, have launched a lawsuit seeking unspecified damages, claiming the girls at Seneca Valley High School in Pittsburgh conspired in person and via electronic communication devices to falsely accuse their son of sexual assault on two occasions. The boy was basically being tortured in school by other students and investigators, but the administration was only focused on protecting the girls who were lying.
Okay, I heard that part. Okay. So I only missed the very beginning of your story. Okay, yeah,
okay.
So that's fucked up. I mean, you know, and part of it is like, you know, hey, listen, if when there's maybe there's a little bit more attention on this issue, like you're raising it tonight, I'm okay with that. Like, I don't think, like, my only problem is when, like, this issue is weaponized against me too. Like that's a whole other level. Like, oh, men are falsely accused all the time. So then that's to dilute the message on the Me Too side. So that's the only time we don't have a little line in the sand over here. Otherwise, that's messed up and is wrong. And there should be more justice. There should be like, I don't know why. Okay, like I said, my only explanation I tried to give you as a woman a minute ago was just as a woman, the power, what power do we have in this world? The only thing is pussy, all right? That's it. We have that. And
that's pretty damn powerful, though.
That's a powerful
thing. It's pretty powerful.
So that's that's the only power some weak-ass women feel like they have. So they use it all the time. That's all they got. So that's all they fucking do, and it's fucked up. You know? I mean, it's thought-assism. And, again, I don't agree that it's just a class thing. I just think it happens a lot of places across, like, socioeconomic lines. I don't believe it's any particular class or race of people who falsely accuse men of sexual assault. Not at all. Some high-powered Alexis Carrington dynasty bitch would be the first one to do it, too. Oh, yes. Howard was just so drunk last night. I can't believe he did that. I mean, come on. You just told me about the mean girl scenario. This shit happened.
Right.
But women, we just need to, like, I don't know. It's a message that I can take back to my conversations with my girls is that can't be where you feel that's the only power you have. Like, cultivate. And maybe that's just a result of being always treated like that's all we're worth, you know? You belong in the bedroom
and
the kitchen. So I don't know where we can.
Well, Suede, I'm going to tell you this. A lot, I say like 70 or 80% of the women I interact and socialize with are intelligent. Very intelligent. I'm talking professional women, lawyers, doctors, folks with master's degrees. I mean, to me, in my, you know, sphere of influence, I know more women, more professional women, more upwardly mobile women than I do men. You know, I know more women who own their own businesses. So I don't think that women are allowing themselves in 2018 to be relegated to those kinds of roles that they have been in the past. If they are, I don't see it. It's just all the women around me, all the women I see that I interact with are very strong. They're very strong women. They're very opinionated women. They're very intelligent, well-spoken women. And
they wouldn't pull some bitch-ass move. They wouldn't pull some bitch-ass move. I would just be like, yeah, mama, yeah, sister, I was hanging out with him. Whatever. Just be your own damn person. Don't have secrets. Why you got to lie? Why you got to hide? Yeah, I fucked him. I don't know why I did. It was a mistake. But, yeah, just admit it. You know?
Yeah.
You're a whore.
Yeah.
You know? You're a liar. That's okay. There you go. And it'll come back to haunt you too.
Yeah. But I guess with that particular scenario, a lot of men that I talk to have difficulty understanding why women wait so long to report being assaulted. Or you know, a victim of sexual assault.
Well, men who've been assaulted, I understand.
Men
do understand, but they ain't reporting and they ain't saying nothing either. They're part of the unreported.
Oh, men.
So don't forget
men,
that.
I agree.
A lot of the unreported is on, you know.
I agree. And let me reiterate then. A victim. Okay? I ain't going to say man or woman. We'll just say victim. Why do they take so long to report it or to speak up about it, if at all? I didn't understand it first. And I don't know. I think I told you last year, I'm still trying to learn and understand the rationale, the dynamic, a lot of this, because, okay, number one, I've never been a victim of it. And number two,
I always bring up the Catholic Church scandals when people have that concern. Just as a reminder, hundreds of boys, okay, come on, they all come out
right
years later. You know what? Yep. And all around the nation, all around the world, the church paying people off, moving priests around. Come on now, people. Have their reasons of why they don't say anything till later. Those boys are not lying.
But why?
Just because they waited. Well, because it's sometimes what you're dealing with in a current situation in life, like, oh, I can't deal with a scandal right now, or I'm doing something illegal, I can't bring police to my doorstep, or this is somebody in power over me, or there's a number of reasons. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time when it happened, and people keep it secret, and they don't report it. They don't falsely accuse anybody. You know, they blame themselves. All sorts of deep shit goes on. And that's what they all say, you know, especially when, you know, even the ones with irrefutable evidence will, you know, corroborate that. That's how it is. Coming out later is not an immediate indicator of lying, but lying is fucked up. All right. So I don't want to take attention away from that right there. And even just suggesting it, like right now, my problem is it is starting to seem like just the mere mention that someone, oh, you just accused someone. There has been no, like, court case, no jury verdict. You can just start a rumor and accuse a guy and damage his life. Now, we can't let it go down that road. You know.
And that's where I'm at with that, and I don't want to seem like I'm being an asshole, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's any other crime You know what I'm saying? If you accused of breaking in somebody's house and stealing their big screen TV, did anybody see you steal that TV? No. Did anybody see anything? Okay, evidence is what convicts people of crimes, right? So what evidence, you see what I'm saying? What evidence?
So that makes it something
have?
That doesn't rise to the, it may not rise to the level of a crime, but that then that doesn't mean that there's still no damage to the person's life. So it's still just allegations, and just the accusations and suggestion of that can ruin a man's reputation in situations, cause him to lose his job. You know, you don't have to be an
exactly.
NFL player. This can happen to anybody, or can have people just whispering and looking the other way and canceling. Y'all, I was going to invite him to the party, but now I'm not. I mean, that's very much more insidious than like some like legal injustice. Is just the climate that we're in. If it's starting to include more of this speculative court of opinion type assassination on men's characters just because someone said something
right.
that was untrue or
right.
unsubstantiated. Yeah,
right.
You know, who knows
I mean,
if it's true? You can't, because you say, oh, it's not true. Well, if there's no evidence, you can't say it's not true. So if you wasn't there, shut the hell up. If your friend got accused of something and you weren't there, don't go around saying what your friend didn't do if you really don't feel like he did it. Okay, I get that. Stand by your guy. Just stay back. But otherwise, you know, no one knows. No one fucking knows.
Right.
So, therefore,
right.
what's the point of shunning a person over a rumor? What's the point of, like, going, oh, you're not doing nothing to help the damn movement by ostracizing somebody over some bullshit. You ain't doing shit but being an asshole and listening to gossip. You're not really, oh, you're down with the Me Too movement listening to rumors about somebody? So we're the court of public opinion, and that's where that assassination takes place. So we all have to check ourselves when we, you know, hear about stuff, read stuff on the news, do your research, stand your ground on your opinions, keep an open mind, but do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
You couldn't have summed it up any better. And that is what I'm trying to get at, not say anybody on either side, accused or victim, the rightness or the wrongness. And that's why I keep saying, for me, it's the justice system. If you can send somebody to jail for 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 years over circumstantial evidence, that's a load of shit.
Yeah, well, you know, that the case I described to you was from, like, been 10 years in prison and then got – or 1988,
right.
He spent 10 years in prison and, got, you know, came out and got his life back. But, yeah, so anyway, so that's what we want to fight for justice. Go to the polls, people. Don't forget – don't lay around and say, oh, I don't, can't do nothing. Well, read those boring things, stuff in your fucking mailbox. Read the fucking mail they're sending you. If you're a registered voter, you're getting a bunch of mail that you throw to the side when you get your cell phone bill. Look at that shit. Because when you go to the voter's booth, whose name are you going to poke? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you get in there? Are you going to fucking vote? If you're not going to vote, then, I mean, that's the least we could do. Because you know what that does? You're voting or not voting for the local district attorney, the state attorney general. I mean, like, what is that person about? Like, oh, I want to privatize all prisons. You just voted for his ass? Or you didn't come out and vote against him? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So that's all we can do. And I hear this. And I feel like, I don't know, I don't want to hog the conversation. I hope your other callers are got their fingers on the dial.
There were some people who threatened to call. I'm still waiting. So, I don't know if anybody who's ever listened to this show, I'm not one to shy away from a challenge. So, if somebody feels like they get...
Well, I'm not here to challenge anyone. Like I said, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm saddened by the idea, because I know that there are serious, personal, real-world consequences for a man when that happens. And if it happened to your brother, or say your boyfriend or your husband, or your uncle or whatever. I heard you got called uncle. That was hilarious. I was cracking up. Aren't you supposed to be getting called nephew? You're an uncle now. But what if it was your uncle?
Yeah,
you really want somebody, you know, this is your homie, and then somebody come out accusing them of something, ruining their life, making them lose their job and stuff. That even if there's
right.
no court case, just some rumor got started or some he said, she said. And you can believe what you want, but don't, like, make real-world consequences for people with their livelihood on, you know, based
exactly.
on such.
Exactly. If you feel like somebody wronged you or did something wrong to you, deal with it in the theater of significance. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like there's something that needs to be resolved in court, resolve it in court. Don't go to somebody's job and be, you know, talking bad about them, trying to get them fired and all of
well,
that
you know,
kind of stuff.
Well, you know, that's pretty much illegal, first of all. You know, a lot of people may not know. It crossed the line to being illegal to the point where at least, let's just say, there's civil litigation at your fingertips, all right? So if someone,
right.
you know, you might get into libel, which is someone said something about you, they typed it on the internet, or slander,
right.
they're saying things that, you know, they don't know to be true, that are causing you harm, and it's obvious that it could cause you harm because they're talking to your boss. You know, there's like pretty much three or four bullet points. I don't want to get too legal technical, but anyway, there's bullet points for rising to the standard of, you know what, I could sue you right now, and I have the evidence to do it because I already know what you said, I heard what you said about me, and I saw what you wrote about me, and I want to get an attorney because what you're saying is untrue and unsubstantiated, and you damaged me. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Indeed.
Keep, you know. keep, you know.
Indeed.
That
is
on your
that
side
is very
if you
good.
Play it right. Maybe the criminal justice system, you're waiting around, but go out and get your own attorney and protect yourself if you need to.
Oh, no doubt. As always, you know, you come with the real, and I totally and 100% respect that.
Right on. Well, all right, I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest of your show. I'm sorry about my noise at the beginning. I was getting some Thai food delivered. So they came right when I called you. So now I'd like to eat it and listen to the rest of your show.
Oh, well, by all means, my dear, go right ahead and tie on down.
Right on. I'm here, though.
All right. Okie doke.
Peace.
The ever incomparable Sway Black, ladies and gentlemen. She always gives me an aspect that I did not have previously. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to share with you a couple of things that if And we're gonna get both ends. We're gonna get both ends. Some things that you can do if you are falsely accused of sexual assault. Hang on. I mean, I know what everybody's saying. Oh, why are you focusing on this? Because that's what I'm focusing on right now. Give me a minute to focus on this, and when I'm done focusing on this, we're gonna focus on something else. Okay? If you know somebody who's been charged with sexual we all, well, not black people, but some people tend to think that the legal system guarantees that you won't be falsely accused or convicted. But as Sway said earlier about the NFL player, stuff happens all the time. Okay? This is like seven bullet points. You know, it's because I had posted a tweet that was originally tweeted by Tariq Nasheed. I don't know if any of you know who he is, but yeah, he's a hustler to say the least. But I guess at this point he's trying to turn over a new leaf, but I don't know. I ain't got time to go into Tariq Nasheed. If you want to know what he's all about, Google him. But what to do if you are falsely accused? The obvious, secure the services of a qualified and experienced criminal defense attorney sooner than later. Okay? Time is of the essence in things like this, especially if there's, you know, got to be investigations and all, you know, and people contacted and witnesses, you know, interviewed, that sort of thing. Also, you need to realize the importance of false accusations. Don't assume that you don't need to deal with them. That's the worst thing you could do is, oh, I know I didn't do that. Yeah, you know you didn't do it, but the judge don't, fool. Prepare for the costs. And let me tell you, it can get expensive. Off top, most of the lawyers I know won't even talk to you unless you put $5K on the table. That's just, you know, for their time. But that, boy, I am in the wrong profession. Because, and then too, they might need to hire a private investigator. They might need to get expert witnesses. They might need to get psychological tests, that kind of thing. So, I mean, when people say lawyer up, this is the part that they're talking about more than anything else. You need to document your case, write down details, stuff that you can remember that happened, that was said, all of that. Also, too, it doesn't hurt, and this is a big one for me. I always educate myself about things. If it's something I'm unfamiliar with, oh, thank you, Internet. Thank you, library. I will go in and research things. You go to the Internet, you know, look up court cases, you know, about criminal offenses and your rights, you know, what you have a right to and what you can do, what you cannot do. And then on top of that, witness. Somebody heard it, somebody's around, you know, get your list of witnesses. Witnesses, somebody corroborating your story other than you could be essential to keeping you from having a boyfriend named Bubba. I know that's not funny, but it happens. Know your rights. You're not required to say anything to the police. And quite frankly, according to Miranda rights, you probably shouldn't say anything to them because you probably end up incriminating yourself. I know at least two friends of mine who have been involved in litigation in court where jail time was pending or imminent, and they got off of the charges through the services of a public defender. Don't discount public defenders. Some of them are actually pretty darn good at what they do. 646-668-2268. I don't think anybody answered my question. Is the 7% a problem, or are we just like, that's just people scared and being paranoid? Is the 7% a problem? If the 7% ain't a problem, then we're not going to worry about what happens in a couple of years. Perhaps what's going to end up happening is a lot of people are going to end up being brought up on charges. Like for instance, you know, you got you got Bill Cosby, you got Harvey Weinstein, you got Turner. Okay? And Brock Turner is a prime example of why I say the justice system is garbage. I don't know if anybody remembers Brock Turner, but like I think like a year ago, maybe two. Brock Turner was a Stanford student. He's on the swim team. Brock Turner was caught red-handed sexually assaulting an unconscious girl. When he got his day in court, sexual assault, he goes, Stanford. Okay, hang on a second. I'm getting ready to go. And look up California. No doubt about it. California. No doubt about it. In the city. Okay. Rape and sexual assault crime definitions, according to California. How is it defined? An offender commits the crime of rape by engaging in sexual intercourse with another person who is not the offender's spouse under any of the following circumstances, where the victim is incapable of giving consent, unconscious, because of a mental disorder or developmental or physical disability, and this is known or reasonably should be known to the person committing the act. That would have to be a very good-looking person with a developmental disability, because I work in the field. Ain't nobody going to sexually assault a person with a developmental disability and not know they're assaulting a person with a developmental disability. Where the act is accomplished against a victim's will by means of force, violence, duress, menace of fear, immediate bodily harm, where the victim is unable to resist because of any intoxicating or anesthetic substance or any controlled substance, where the victim was unconscious, ding, 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 of the nature of the act, and this was known. Turner did, I think he did 3 months of probation. He was sentenced to 6 months and did three nowhere inside of a jail cell. Or didn't do three. Regardless, if he did 3 months in a jail cell or he did 3 months of community service, the punishment did not fit the crime. You see what I'm saying? This is my beef right here. Not with the rapist. Not with the victim, the justice system. Because if the justice system was right, all of that other crap would fall in place. But it's not, because we are dealing with a broken justice system. How can you get justice when the justice system ain't right? That's for either end. That's for the victim or a person falsely accused. You're not getting what you deserve if the deck is stacked. You're not getting what you deserve if somebody is railroaded into a court and due process ain't followed. You're not getting what you deserve when the theater of public opinion has already convicted you of a crime. And like I said, aren't people innocent until proven guilty? Aren't they? I mean, just stop and think about that for a second. Just for a second. The reason why we have so much rancor, so much hatred, so much blind, unreasoning, intractable, uncompromising screw you-ness is because we have no empathy. We don't give a damn about our fellow man or woman anymore. And that's why you can commit so heinous and act like rape on a woman and it not really becoming, you know, as a society. Who are we? I mean, is it cool to just be able to go into a courtroom and say, this person raped me? And you know they don't have the money, they don't have the means, they don't have the assistance to adequately defend themselves, but you coming at them with both barrels. And again, my thing, come on, man, evidence, prove it. I mean, if... all victims who say they are victims should be considered victims until there is a reason to wonder. Okay, you know what I'm saying? If it looked like a victim, walked like a victim, talked like a victim, you should treat it like a victim. I'm saying it, them, man or woman, okay? Because a lot of times, and that's another thing I don't like, when we talk about sexual assault or someone being sexually assaulted or raped, we always automatically assume it's a woman. There are more women probably out here getting sexually assaulted than men, but there are men out here getting sexually assaulted. So please, 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 let's try not to discount that. For me, I think that people don't understand what you're going through or what you're dealing with until they've walked a mile in your shoes. Does that make sense, y'all? I mean, you can't understand what somebody who's been sexually assaulted is dealing with or going through unless you've been sexually assaulted yourself. So just shut up and be nice. Just shut up and be understanding. Just shut up and get it. However, comma, if there is a reason to believe someone who claims to be a victim of sexual assault is not a victim of sexual assault, don't you owe it to the wrongly accused person to try to find out if, in fact, that is the case? You know what I'm saying? Because if there's something that clicks in my head with somebody who I think is innocent, and they do or say something that makes me think they're guilty, trust me, I'ma be the first one in their face, checking them, getting at them, telling them, you know, I trusted you. I gave you my allegiance. I stood in the gap for you. Now I can only say, okay, good luck. Hope that works out for you. You know what I'm saying? Because the worst thing you can do to me is lie about a lie and then try to backpedal. Because if I find out you're lying, all bets is off. You get no help, no love, no assistance, no support, not nada, 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 playing. But if I feel like you are in the right, I will fight tooth and nail for you. That's just me. Where D-Real will say, I'm going to back up out of this one, and I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do. Don't involve me in it. You see what I'm saying? That kind of a thing. You know, and that needed to be said to clear the air so that folks know who they need to be focusing all their time and energy on. Okay? Now, to harp on things that are unsavory to hear about, I guess that would make sense. But damn, every 98 seconds, every 98 seconds experiences sexual assault. That ain't just women. Every 98 seconds, another person. And that's not counting. Excuse me. That's not counting the hundreds of men in the penal system. Penal. In the penal system who are sexually assaulted daily. Well, do nothing about them because in prison, you ain't got right. In prison, you're supposed to be a man. You're supposed to be tough enough to fight for yourself. Big 300-pound man come in your cell and say, you my bitch. There ain't a whole lot you're going to be able to do except, all right, get it over quickly. You know what I mean? I mean, there's not a lot that you can do. You want to take that ass whooping or you want to take that ass whooping? So, that's the kind of stuff, you know, and again, to anybody listening, not belittling the plight of women by no stretch of the imagination. For the longest time, women wanted to be equal. What I'm shoveling, okay, that when it comes to assault, we would like to be in that same category. If something happens to us, treat us like, I mean, can you imagine a man who is sexually assaulted having to come forward and tell other men that he's been sexually assaulted? Is it any worse than when a woman does it? I don't know. You know, what did it take for those, you know, those Catholic school boys to pony up their courage and be able to talk about what they was dealing with and what they were going through? I mean, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, as I was learning and researching and thinking about these different types of things, you know, to be violated in that way, that's not something, I don't know, it's not something you often can just readily come forward with when it's someone you know. I mean, if a mug tackle you in the parking lot or in a park somewhere and rapes you in the park, well, then, yeah, you real quick to tell that because you don't have no connections or no ties or anything to that person. So those kinds of things, they get reported right away. Now, you in an accused situation at the bar, like Jodie Foster and Muggs is taking turns gang raping you, then I guess the first thing that comes to a person's mind that was somehow their fault, that they had done something to cause that. I'm not saying that's how I feel personally. I'm just saying a lot of times that's where people go. You know what I mean? And I don't want anybody to think, and that's why I keep harping on it, and I keep iterating and reiterating the fact that I'm not trying to take anything away from victims. But just like my title says in the synopsis here, it says less victims, more problems. Okay? When weak men with power are afraid, they lash out. They lash out with their power. And understand what I'm saying? I don't say that as a threat. I say that, and I'm not the weak man. I'm not, I don't want anybody to think that. Men in power, like your Kavanaugh, men in power who are in a position to do tremendously damaging things, not only to innocent people or people seeking justice, but just in general. Remember, I don't know, a lot of people listening, y'all might not be old enough to remember one of the Supreme Court justices one of the sitting Supreme Court judges, Clarence Thomas, the brother. Yeah, that Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas used to work with a woman named Anita Hill. And Clarence Thomas apparently made all of these, I guess, chauvinist, sexist accusations, you know, talking about pubic hairs in his Pepsi and that kind of, you know, in the workplace, you know what I mean? And Supreme Court justice now. So what does that say? Okay, and this was the 80s. What does that say about who people want sitting in the Supreme Court, kinds of decisions that affect you and I as citizens in America. You feel me? What kind of landmark decisions is Judge Kavanaugh gonna make? And if he truly done what Dr. Ford said he did, again, justice itself was held down and raped. Don't know why. You know what I mean? It seems like a lot of people aren't aware of the moves that are being made, because justice is supposed to be blind. And what you bring before justice will measure in an even amount and give it back out in the portions that it was supposed to originally be dispensed in. Hence the juxtaposition of the scale and the sword. Okay? When it's a cut and dry situation, it's a sword. When it's one where we need to weigh the issues, scale. And the scales of justice should be balanced. When the scales of justice aren't balanced, guess what? We get stuff like what we got going on in our society today. Justice, for me, justice isn't blind. Justice right now has autism. Justice right now, it has an intellectual disability. Justice is incapable of interpreting, understanding, and deciding events. Those events aren't getting decided. Those events are just being cycled through. And that's what I see. Events being cycled through. Not being weighed and measured by merit of what facts have been presented, but simply with my man Brock Turner there. There was no justice was not served. Palms were greased and folks got away with sexual assault. And there are tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of cases like this where men got away with violating women or other men, and justice was not served. That's got to start at the top, doesn't it? 646-668-2268. Getting complaints of people not being able to call in. I have not seen a caller since the last one. So if you are wanting to call, by all means, please do. I would love to hear from you. What do we know about sexual assault? I mean, what do we really know about sexual assault? And how it goes down and what happens and all of those kind of fun things. I mean like the actual factuals. We know that 63% of sexual assaults are never reported to the police. To a study, hang on a second. Don't let me get to quoting. The Office on Violence Against Women and the U.S. Department of Justice. That's where this one comes from. Sexual assault victims commonly struggle with a range of emotions, I've heard that make it difficult for them to report or disclose abuse. So to all of you people who are like, why that bitch didn't report it when it happened? That's why. Often victims who do report will delay in doing so for a variety of reasons that are connected to neurobiological and psychobiological responses to their assault. For example, victims may struggle to remember precise details of the assault or experience negative feelings when doing so. Victims may worry about how reporting will affect their family or friends. Further, they may be fearful of family fracture if the person sexually assaulting them is a family member. In addition, completing the forensic exam or quote-unquote rape kit can be a struggle for victims. For example, answering personal questions, enduring intensive physical exams, and evidence collection prevents some victims from pursuing a criminal justice resolution. Some communities have developed procedures to ensure proper handling of cases. For example, sexual assault response team models can help improve thorough evidence collection and increase victim support throughout the criminal justice process. Understanding victim behavior and its social context is critical to understanding the obstacles victims face in reporting. Incorrect ideas about rape, known as rape myths, are culturally ingrained. Determining whether rape is real, intensely entangled in rape myths that blame victims, excuse rapists, and erroneously support that false rape claims are a common problem. Okay, now, bear in mind, this report by the criminal justice system says false rapes are not a problem. That was in 2010. And it's still not a problem right now. Is it going to be? Think about it. Think about it. Take a second and try to wrap your brain around it. Can it potentially become a problem? I mean, I don't know. All of the stuff I've researched and studied points to women not becoming serial accusers of rape. But, hey, I could be wrong. Times change. People change.
Oh, hey. Oh, my food was delicious. I just, something occurred to me. otherwise, I probably never would have hung up.
okay.
Sometimes to understand a problem, you have to think in the extremes. Like, okay, so first of all, I have to wonder how many people report rape in the Republic of Congo when that shit happens? You know, like, and then also, why is that happening? Like, what is it about rape that's a power thing in a war zone against women? Like, is there something that just kicks in, or, you know, so that's your extreme version. And then here we're worried about, oh my God, Netflix and chill with him, and then he did. I ran out crying. Well, all right. Well, okay. I don't want to minimize that, because that's in a different situation. That's a huge deal. If your boss does that, go to a lawyer. Like I said earlier, slap the shit out of him. You know, something, right?
Right.
But the whole concept of false reporting—that's so nebulous, kind of. You know, if we step back from our own societal, like, overdrop over what rape actually is. Is this a social issue, then? You know what I mean? That's what question comes up for me. Is this a social thing? Is there some cause for this happening and people lying about it? Can we go to that place to try to understand that? But when you look at the extremes, if you talk about, well, rape is rape, and war zones, go to Afghanistan. Like, what is it about, oh, we're going to rape the girl? I mean, I don't expect you to know. It's a rhetorical question. But
yeah.
Spoils of war, property.
Well,
I don't know, and from every extreme, you come up the spectrum. So something like patting a girl on the ass is way down the other spectrum from raping somebody in a war zone, right? Right. So
right.
Then you come in from that, and then you come in from the other direction. But like sexually assaulting someone or seeing them as like your property, or you have some sort of sex addiction that you can't control, or like thinking about what it is, and then people lying about it. Well, 7% pretty much represents the number of liars you meet every day in your everyday life. Think about it. Somebody's lying about something that's fucked up.
Right.
That's fucking somebody else up. It might not be sexual assault, but they're fucking somebody else up on something else. That margin of error is still not excusable. And
bam.
Not to
and
me,
that's all I'm saying.
I think that was what your question was. Yeah, I think your core question was, is that excusable? And I was like, no, not if there's – like, it's unacceptable to know that 1% of people behind bars, and it's way more than that, are innocent. That rattles my soul. And it's more than that. So, no, I'm not okay with that sort of moral injustice to be falsely accusing somebody of something that can ruin their lives, put them behind bars, cause them to lose everything. And that loss is on the spectrum. Like I just said, you could just, oh, poor Harvey Weinstein lost his job. Well, he's, you know, he's better off than maybe some other people. There's a spectrum of consequences. There's a spectrum of accusations. There's a spectrum of severity of the quote-unquote assault. And it's like, ha-ha-ha on one end because it doesn't seem so bad. And then, but if you go down the spectrum, so we all kind of meet in the middle. That's how you kind of go to the outer ends. And then where do we meet in a like-minded way at all and figure out what to do about it? I mean, we know. I don't feel like you're harping on it. I feel like you're raising – you're raising the voices of people who are falsely accused of sexual assault. That's what I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it's an unpopular opinion, I'm finding.
Well, I
a very
that, and
unpopular
that's why
opinion.
I call back. I mean, I'm calling back because, you know, and people get shy or they change their mind or they already heard their point made and they have their reasons for not calling in. They forgot, their phone died. They'll listen later.
Well, yeah, I had a couple of people that texted me and said they were trying to call, but they weren't able to get through. Gee, lo and
that's
behold,
another reason
I guess
I call back. Yeah, because I'm able to call.
You have a
device,
you have
I don't
a,
know. If,
you,
I do have you on speed dial though, so maybe that's why. Yeah.
you have a magical phone.
Yeah,
a couple of people. The person who, the couple people who called me, they should have me on speed dial. If they don't, shame on them. But anywho, yeah, I guess at this point it's about to be a wrap. I think I've said enough.
Me too. I'm sorry. I called back because you said people couldn't get through, and I thought I would try back and just make sure.
So clearly the line still works, people. See?
I'm calling
Sway from
California.
Got through.
That's how to find
me.
You know, you know what I'm saying? That's where I'm calling from. So
she called it from Cali.
Like
the 510.
Like up the street. So,
so she got through. So it maybe it's y'all phone.
Twice.
Maybe it's
I got a cracked
phone.
iPhone right now. It's a shame. Yeah.
But it got through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Suede, I got about four minutes, babe. I'm gonna go ahead and sum up and we're gonna call it good.
All right, we'll see them online then. We'll see them online.
All right, appreciate you.
Okay, peace.
Bye. In closing, I just want to say, I am not a person who believes should not be believed. I believe that if someone is a victim of sexual assault, that's the way them and the situation and anybody involved in that situation should be treated. However, if a person is not guilty of sexual assault, a crime that can carry up to 15 years in the state of Alaska, if they're not guilty of it, then they shouldn't be in prison first, and they should have their day in court. And I say with my mighty middle finger, screw the theater of public opinion. People in this country are still innocent until you prove they are guilty. If you want to see somebody in jail, well, then, damn it, the burden of evidence. So take that how you want to take it. It's not supporting anybody one way or another. It's called facts, okay? If you rob a liquor store, there need to be witnesses. There need to be proof. There need to be some kind of evidence. You don't just jail people on what somebody said. That's medieval. You know, sending folks to jail for nothing without any proof? Prove it. That's all I'm saying. I ain't hating nobody. Like I said, hey, just so everybody knows, I'm wrapping up. I promise I am. Just so everybody knows, it's my birthday this weekend. So I don't know if I'm going to be in the club letting people call me uncle or OG. But I might be out somewhere and you might see me. And if you do see me, I like Amazon gift cards. So if you want to give me one, you want to send me one, I will definitely accept it. This has been Be Real with T Real for Thursday, October 11th, 2018. I will be next week. I want to talk about religion. Can I talk about religion? It's my show. Yeah, I can talk about religion if I want to. Yes, I'm going to talk about religion. I know a lot of people who are religious, and I know a lot of people who aren't religious. And I think I want to get them together on one phone line and have a conversation about religion. More specifically, religious freedom. Who should have it? Who shouldn't have it? You know, what? I'll develop it. The story will develop, trust me. Y'all want to tune in for this. It's going to be interesting. Again, Ben Be Real with D-Real. Y'all stay golden. Thank you.